Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. A lot of executives still talk about AI disruption like it's nimble startups slipping past sleepy incumbents. This week's a reminder that the incumbents read the same playbook, and when they own the pipes, they don't wait to be disrupted, they redesign the flow. SAP just proved my point. June 9th enforcement tied to note 3255746 turned what many companies treated as policy language into a hard technical constraint. Policy can be debated, delayed, quietly ignored. A security patch that breaks your pipeline on a date certain? That's a different animal entirely. Here's what happened. SAP appears to have closed off ODP RFC access for third-party AI agents outside its own gateway and integration suite, while simultaneously offering Joule Studio 2.0 free through year-end as the sanctioned route. If you control both the blocked road and the detour, you're not responding to the market, you're shaping it. The register's framing, come for the openness, stay because you have to, is blunt, but I think it's right. When Forrester tells CIOs to brief their boards, this isn't an integration dispute anymore. This is governance, leverage, and future AI architecture all rolled into one. What I find most telling? The silence since June 9th. I don't read silence as absence of damage. I read it as internal firefighting. Enterprises don't rush to LinkedIn to announce their AI workflow just broke. If you're an operator with SAP anywhere near an agent workflow, run the compliance assessment now. Not next month, now. Now, let's talk math. Here's what every enterprise AI buyer should see before signing a multi-step orchestration contract. 0.85 raised to the 10th power is 19.7%. That means a workflow that looks pretty good at each step can still fail almost 4 out of 5 times by the time it finishes a 10-step process. This isn't obscure theory, it's basic compounding. And this is why the orchestration vendors still aren't showing you the scoreboard that matters. Neither LangGraph nor Crew AI has published the step-indexed reliability curves an enterprise buyer should expect before spending serious money. Busy business owners don't need prettier orchestration diagrams. They need to know, what's the per-step reliability on my task? What's the end-to-end success rate at my workflow length? And what happens when step 7 fails at 2:14 a.m.? If a vendor can't answer those questions with data, they're not selling you operational leverage, they're selling you a new dependency. Here's something that actually worked this week. The real AI wins in logistics and manufacturing still look like augmentation, not replacement. DHL has 8,000 warehouse robots in active operations. Walmart's putting 1.6 million employees through AI skills programs. C.H. Robinson is explicitly framing the future as task augmentation, not mass layoffs. That's not accidental language. Serious operators choose that framing because it matches what actually works in the field. The strongest receipt is still the Emirates Global Aluminium case from McKinsey. Measurable operational improvement in a real industrial setting. Not vibes, not a keynote reel, actual production context. But let's not oversell where we are. If only 5% of Gen AI projects have reached scaled deployment, most of the market is still in the proving stage. Agent identity management is arriving as a real problem faster than it's arriving as a real product. Agents are starting to act on behalf of organizations, but the market doesn't have a mature way to treat those agents as first-class identity subjects with proper authorization and audit boundaries. Relabeling a service account isn't the same thing. Enterprises are going to learn that the hard way. The SAP story sharpens this dramatically. They're creating a proprietary checkpoint for which agents get to touch their data. They may be right that agent access needs tighter control, but let's not confuse a real security need with a neutral market solution. Quick update on Microsoft's lazy graph rag. 3 weeks in, those 10 to 30x cost reduction claims still have no independent receipts. At some point, an unverified claim stops being exciting and starts being a lesson in how to weight vendor performance marketing. Here's what I keep turning over. AWS is framing that agents can outsmart themselves. That's not the old AI fear of incompetence. This is confidence without grounding. A system reasoning fluently past the boundaries of reality, and acting like it earned the right to do so. The agents that work in production aren't the ones that impress you most in a demo. They're the ones that know what they don't know because someone built that awareness into the workflow. The best operators treat agents like a smart new hire. High upside, limited authority at first, trust earned through repeatable performance. The worst operators hand the keys to the smartest thing in the room and call that innovation. That's not innovation. That's laziness dressed up as boldness. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.